This morning we have a very special guest, and of course it's all related to the 2010 census. The first phase of the census is complete, and people have mailed back in their census forms, but there's more to be done. Enumerators will now go door to door and try to get a hold of people who have not responded by mailing in their census forms. So what's the final tally of census forms that were mailed in, and what's the other news that the census director will be releasing today? We're joined this morning by Census Director Dr. Robert Groves. Dr. Groves, nice to have you here, sir.
Good morning. Great to be with you today.
And congratulations on the first phase. So how did it go?
Well, I can tell you there are a lot of happy people at the Census Bureau right now. We have, as of Friday, a participation rate, which is our best estimate of what percent of the households mailed back the form, of about 72%, you know, you have to react to. Is that a high number or a low number? And I tell you, for about 30 years of my life, I've done surveys outside of the government and seen my response rates decline every year. And indeed, the Census Bureau response rates have, since 2000, declined about 5 percentage points, especially the American Community Survey. So if you ask your neighborhood survey researcher to achieve the same response rate you got 10 years ago, they would laugh out loud, but we did it. So this is a congratulatory finding for the American public, really. We're overjoyed.
And so what happens next? The forms are tallied, and Saturday is when the enumeration begins?
That's right. Even as we speak, at this hour, there are about 600,000 people around the country in about 35,000 locations being trained to be census takers. They will have a multi-day training session, a couple of practice interviews, and then Saturday, they will hit the streets in those areas that need follow-up from door-to-door visits.
And Dr. Groves, can you characterize the areas of non-response? Is it the multilingual aspect to the United States that we were talking about in the newscast earlier, or is there some other factor that you can classify urban populations, or, you know, is there no definition?
Great question. The patterns look similar. We've been studying the patterns every day. We're watching the data come in, and so we have a bunch of statistical analyses every night on what's coming in. The normal patterns are present. So those neighborhoods that are heavily urbanized are indeed participating at lower rates, or mailback at lower rates. Rental neighborhoods with a lot of rental housing versus owner-occupied housing. The kind of structures make a difference. So multi-unit structures are indeed the kind that have people in them that tend not to participate. And then those areas with low education and poorer families indeed have mailed back the form at lower rates. All of these are the tendencies that we've seen in this country, and by the way, in most Western countries for the last 50 years.
Well, let's get back to that number that you like, the 72% who did mail back the forms. What do you attribute to that? In other words, if response rates across the country have been falling for 30 years, and I've seen that as well in survey work I've done, how could we achieve this? Was it the advertising, or what's the reason?
Well, it's a bunch of different things, I think, some of which we know from our own data, some of which we speculate. So you mentioned the advertising. We have data to show that there was a huge surge in awareness of the census as the advertising campaign went on. But there are other things. You know, another number is if you ask what percentage of the what was the participation rate at this time for both the short and the long form, which is the way we did it in 2000, that was 69%. So we sort of beat the socks off of that number, and that is another finding. I think the short form census worked. It raised participation rates. That was a good thing. And then there's another piece of finding that's just crystal clear, and that is We sent out replacement forms to areas that had low participation rates. That really worked. In fact, that's still pumping in returns. So those were design decisions that preceded me. The wisdom of my colleagues at the Census Bureau drove those, and those were great ideas. Those are part of the reasons.
And there's a fail-safe to stop, potentially two forms from coming in from the same location. Is that right?
Absolutely. We have a lot of different coding systems that allow us to detect duplicates. That won't be a problem. And we've instructed people, if you've already filled out the form, throw the other one away. I can tell you, even though this seems wasteful to the average residents, this really paid for itself. Just enormous gains because of those things.
And they're suitable for framing, too, I guess.
I guess so.
So, Dr. Groves, how many would you say were remailed to people? Were there, was it a substantial number?
We mailed out about 40 million replacement forms. And we have a country of about 134, 135 million housing units.
Okay, and now the enumerators are going out, as we mentioned, and they will have paper forms as well. Are those processed in the same centers that have been set up to handle in the mail-in forms?
Absolutely. There's a slightly different processing step. We make sure that those are turned in to supervisors and checked over, and then they go to a central office. But they're basically processed in the same three centers around the country that we have.
We're talking this morning to Dr. Robert Groves, director of the Census Bureau, about the enumeration that's about to take place door to door. So talk to us about the enumerators that are being trained. Are these multilingual folks, or can you characterize them?
Well, first of all, I should note that on paper, at least, this is the best workforce we've had in decades. It's a wonderfully talented group, and this we have to thank for the sad high unemployment rate, but we're the beneficiaries of it. They are hired from the neighborhoods that they will work in. And when we know that that neighborhood has particular language frequencies, we will hire people with those bilingual skills. There are about 600 to 650,000 of them. They are, in a real sense, public servants. Some of these folks are really doing it because they realize that this is a big act of civic engagement on the part of the country, and they want to contribute to this effort.
And is there any chance that any small percentage of them will end up permanently working for Census or Commerce or the federal government?
We benefit every decade from identifying just terrific people, and whenever possible, we try to hire them. But we all need to understand that we do nothing like the decennial census in the years away from the census. Our volume of activity, although quite large, is nothing like this volume. So we'll pick off a few when we can.
And, sir, you have a press conference coming up today. Are you going to be announcing anything that we should know about here on Federal News Radio?
Well, you ought to show up at the press conference.
Well, I'm stuck here. We'll be happy to. If there's anything you'd like to pass along, we'd be happy to hear it.
Well, I will pass along something that we all have to think about. I want to make sure that both the American public and our enumerators are safe in this massive enterprise. We will go to almost every neighborhood in the country, and we hope that when you see someone with a badge around their neck and carrying a census briefcase, a black census briefcase, that you'll respect their job and encourage or open your door if you haven't returned the form, answer their questions, or encourage your neighbors to do so.
And just one more question. How long does it take now for the population of the United States itself to be arrived at?
Well, we have a real hard deadline. By December 31st, 2010, we must deliver to the president and to the whole country the state-level counts. Those counts will determine the number of representatives in the House of Representatives from each state. So that will be a big deal in December sometime, and there will be shifts of political power in some way. I have no idea what it will look like, but that'll happen.
And at what point does the public learn the population figure and all of the various statistics? I know you roll those out over a period of time, but when do you start to see the first statistics?
After that big announcement of the total population and the state-level population, then at the end of March, we will deliver really fine-grained data down to the block level that will allow the redistricting process to be conducted by the states. After that, then we start rolling out other data series, sort of month by month, more detailed data. But we have to keep in mind, this is a different census. There aren't that many questions on this census, so there won't be that many data products because there just aren't that many items of data.
It's interesting to see, though, where people move, what areas are gaining population and losing population. I know we get a constant snapshot of that, but this is definitely, the big kahuna, if you will.
Absolutely. I think the fascinating thing just personally will be to watch the dispersion of ethnic minorities around the country. My, kind of anthropological view on this by visiting a lot of those areas is that we're going to be surprised how dispersed small ethnic groups are around the country. They are in little towns in the Middle West and the Southwest in ways that we wouldn't expect.
Well, sir, we thank you so much for joining us today. We'll be keeping tuned to the press conference for more details, and we appreciate your time this morning.
Very good. Great to talk to you. Thank you.
You too, sir. Thanks for joining us today. And that's Dr. Robert Groves. He is the director of the census. He's got a press conference today. I'm sure we'll hear more. And good tidbits for us here on Federal News Radio.